you want to prove is, have you?
Okay.
Have you? That's a perfect way to, and it's a perfect way to ask that stuff. Oh my God, it's so excellent. Have you?
Make that statement.
No, it does two bad things against him. Is that, is he being a witness? If he says anything, he's being a witness against you, and he's biased and prejudiced and throws the case out.
You want to make that statement again, Mike? You want to make that statement? Do you have any documentary evidence? I'll put it on this tape.
Yeah. Do you have any documentary evidence from a competent fact witness showing their subject matter jurisdiction in this matter, this court matter?
With first-hand knowledge?
With first-hand knowledge. Do you have any sworn documentary evidence from a competent fact witness with first-hand knowledge showing that there's subject matter jurisdiction present in this court matter? Do you have any evidence?
I think that is a question. That's excellent.
Well, yeah. It's impressive for it on the record. Have you seen any? See, what you're doing is now, if he says anything, he's tagged for a reversible error because he's not allowed to be a witness, and neither is the prosecution. He can either be an attorney or he can be a judge, but he can't be a witness. The minute they answer that, boom. Boom, chock-a-locka, reversible error. Because now he's not an impartial trier of the facts. He's bringing something into the table that he, you know, and the prosecutor, if he doesn't answer honestly and show any impeachment evidence, he violated Brady against you. So you get two of them knocked out with one question. Ain't that beautiful?
That's nice. I like that. I'm going to write that down.
Okay, and you're just asking, have you seen any documentary? You know, you're just answering the negative affirmative. And if they don't answer, you can say something like, let your answer reflect that you've not seen any documentary evidence from a competent fact witness with first-hand knowledge showing that there's subject matter jurisdiction for it on the record, and I've not seen any disagreement from the judge or the prosecutor. Do you agree, judge or prosecutor? So you ask another question in that. Let the evidence reflect that they have agreed. So you got their agreement, and then that's it.
And now I respectfully request
I see documentary evidence from a competent fact witness showing why this matter should not be dismissed with prejudice. Do you agree?
Yeah, okay. Thank you, yeah.
Wait, you go to the result that you want to get to. You're steering them. And if they, I object, and you go, on what grounds? If the judge says sustained, on what grounds? Is there a finding fact and conclusions of law in this matter? Let the record reflect that I've not seen any documentary evidence from a competent fact witness with first-hand knowledge showing that the judge or the prosecutor has ever shown any sworn documentary evidence from a competent fact witness that there's a findings of fact and conclusions of law to support their assumption. And let the record reflect that they've agreed. Is that not correct? you'll have steam coming out of your ears before you finish. Your heads will probably turn around and they'll be whistling steam. Because you've just made it back the whole big circle. Remember, when you're dealing with these people, They're fifth level fraudsters, and you ask the questions to circle them around with the truth. I've not seen any documentary evidence from a competent fact witness showing that the prosecutor and the judge has ever provided standing authority or subject matter jurisdiction in this matter. Have you? Okay. What are they going to say? Objection, Your Honor. Sustained. Let the record reflect, I've not seen documentary evidence from a competent fact witness with first-hand knowledge showing any evidence that would sustain an objection here, because they have not shown any sworn documentary evidence from a competent fact witness. Would you agree? You see what I'm saying? You just circle around that stuff, man. And whatever you want them to prove, okay, I've not seen documentary evidence from a competent fact witness with first-hand knowledge when they objected and not answered the question that they have not shown that they're in recess. Do you agree? You know, shit like that. You know, yeah. You just dial them and they want to move them to discharge the case with prejudice as quickly as possible. Get out of there. Okay? Subject matter jurisdiction is the most important thing for them to land you on, and they can't get it by agreement. They have to have it by proof of facts of the subject matter jurisdiction being there.
If they
need to prove it. Don't move off that point.
And don't get all shook up about it if they go ahead and move the trial and they find the defendant guilty, because that's not you. And basically, you have to stick with that first question. You know, they come right out of the gates. And their failure to respond into the record. So, I'll get this here tape